Good morning. If you will, take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31. It's a very popular verse. I imagine it's going to be a very popular verse today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We're so grateful to be together, to serve our Lord together in this way. Proverbs chapter 31, let's begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. What, O my son, and what, O son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, or your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to desire strong drink, for they will drink and forget what is decreed, and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to him whose life is bitter. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his trouble no more. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." It's already Mother's Day in 2020. This is the day that our country has set aside to honor mothers, and it has always been my tradition on Mother's Day to see what the Bible has to say about motherhood, or the role of women in general, or the husband and wife relationship, or something that has to do with home and family. And these are all great things to talk about as we seek to honor godly women who fulfill their important roles in life with great dignity and with great class and with great faith. But today, as we look at this familiar proverb about the virtuous wife, I want us to think about how this section of Scripture is not just talking about someone who is a godly mother, or even a godly wife for that matter. I want you to see that this description of a virtuous, excellent wife is not just a tribute to women who are married and have children. No, you see, I believe that this proverb gives us a standard for all godly women. Normally, when we talk about this proverb, we talk about marriage and family. And certainly, this proverb does address those things. But I also want you to see that this proverb has elements of it that should speak to any godly woman. In fact, this woman is a standard for all godly women. I want you to think about it like this. How many times do we read the qualifications for elders, deacons, and their wives in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus 1? And how often do we make the point, as we look at this list of qualifications, that most of those things are attributes that every single godly man should possess? And we realize that not every godly man is married, and that's one of the qualifications for elders and deacons in the text. But most of those qualifications, I would say over 90% of them, are traits that every godly man should possess. And the qualifications for their wives are attributes that every godly woman should possess. It's the same with this excellent woman in Proverbs 31. Most of the things that we see here in this text are things that set a standard of godliness for every woman of faith. And so today we are going to talk about this section of Scripture, and we are going to honor our mothers, past and present, as we honor God first and foremost. But we are also speaking to all women who want to be what God wants you to be. First thing I want to point out to you this morning is that King Lemuel's mother's idea of an excellent woman involved character. This proverb was written to King Lemuel. And we really don't know who he is or who his mother is. But his mother has written some words of wisdom to him. There have been a lot of people speculate about who this is. We just don't know. The text doesn't tell us. And so as this godly mother gives wisdom to her son in verse 10, she begins by asking the question, an excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. I want you to notice that this woman that King Lemuel's mother is talking about is a valuable woman. Her worth is far above jewels. And she is a valuable woman because she possesses values. King Lemuel's mother describes her as a woman of excellence, virtue, and one who is worthy of her son's love and affection and appreciation and devotion and dedication. And this all starts with her character. This is a woman, ladies and gentlemen, who stands out. And she stands out not because of her beautiful appearance, not because she is overly vocal and she makes herself stand out by speaking up even when perhaps she may not need to. No, she stands out and is known throughout this whole proverb by her character. In fact, I find it really interesting that this passage really tells us nothing about her appearance. It doesn't talk about how long her hair is or the color of her eyes or how beautiful her smile is. It doesn't say anything like that. Not too long ago, a poll found that 96% of women were not satisfied with the way that they look. 96%. The other 4% were said to be compulsive liars. 96% of women did not like the way that they looked. Do you know what this or how this proverb describes a worthy woman? It talks about her character. It talks about how she lives her life and what she does with her life as she prepares for the next life. And do you know why that is? Because in the grand scheme of things, that's what makes a woman valuable. Not how pretty she is, not the color of her eyes or her hair or things that we often deem as the most valuable things about a woman on this earth. Things that have to do with her appearance. No, this woman is valuable because she is a woman of character. And I want you to notice that as a part of her character, King Lemuel's mother describes her in verse 11 as a trustworthy woman. The heart of her husband trusts her. This woman is a reliable and dependable woman. Her yes is her yes and her no is her no. She is a woman who can be trusted with discretion. We will see later that she can be trusted with the family finances. Her husband can always trust her, and he does not have to worry about infidelity. But I also want you to see that she is a woman of character because verse 12 speaks to her goodness. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is a woman who was dedicated to making her husband's life as easy as possible. She treated him kindly. She was good and not evil. She was righteous. She was godly. You know, before Mallory and I got married, we did premarital counseling with a Christian couple, a preacher and his wife who do that kind of thing often. Sean and Diane Bain. And after Sean spoke with me about my God-given responsibilities in marriage, right there in front of Mallory, Diane referenced this verse. And in front of me, she told Mallory, she said, "Mallory, your job is to make Wiley's life as easy as possible." And when a husband and a wife have the right character, and when they are both treating one another with kindness and goodness, and when they are both trying to make each other's life as easy as possible, doesn't that make for a great marriage? Goodness was a part of this woman's character. She's the kind of woman who will do everything within her power to meet the needs of her husband and her family because of her godly character. But number two, I want you to notice that King Lemuel's mother's idea of an excellent woman involved dedication and devotion. Once the king's mother said some general things about the character of a worthy woman, I want you to notice that she then begins to be very specific about who this woman is. And she describes this worthy woman as a woman of dedication and devotion. And the first thing we find is that this woman is described as an industrious woman. Look at verse 13. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands grasp the spindle. She works with her hands in delight, verse 13 says. In other words, she is happy to put her hands to good use. And notice this. In these verses, you never find an example of an excellent woman complaining about her role as a woman. She doesn't complain about her life. She doesn't complain about the work that she does. She works with delight. And doesn't that stand in the face of what we see happening in our society today with women who complain constantly about their God-given responsibilities in life? And that doesn't just say something. Or this passage doesn't just say something about what she does. I want you to notice it speaks directly to her attitude. She is dedicated and devoted to her family's needs. She is industrious, and that means that she works hard. And she does so with great optimism and positivity. Verse 15 tells us that she brings food in from afar. She is a hard working woman. But this woman is also a dedicated provider. She gets up early. She provides food for her family. She provides for those who work for her family, her maidens. And again, she does this with joy and with the right attitude. And again, these are traits that every godly woman should possess. They should all possess the right attitude and be hard-working women. And ladies, this should be demonstrated throughout your entire life. Notice verse 16 again. Notice what it says. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Not only is she dedicated and devoted, and do we see that through her ability to be industrious and the fact that she is a provider, but we also see that this godly woman understands the principle of stewardship. In fact, she is a great steward. And this goes back to the idea of her trustworthy character. She can be trusted with money. She can be trusted with the family possessions. Notice that she considers a field and then she buys it. In other words, she doesn't buy it on impulse. She doesn't waste the money she and her husband have worked so hard to make. Ladies, I can't tell you how many men have come in with their wives to get counseling from the scriptures for me. And one of the problems in their marriage is over money. This woman doesn't make bad financial decisions. She's going to make prudent financial decisions. It reminds me of Proverbs 19 and verse 14, where the writer there says, "House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." Pay attention to verse 20. She extends her hand to the poor and she stretches out her hands to the needy. This woman is not only dedicated and devoted to her family, but she is also dedicated and devoted to others. She is hospitable. She is kind to the poor and the needy. And even though she works hard and stays busy, I want you to notice that she's never too busy to show mercy and to love kindness. Please understand that all of these things demonstrate her dedication and devotion to what's best for her family and also what's best for others. This woman is selfless. She is not selfish. She works hard. She is prudent. She is hospitable. And she provides all, or for all, because she is dedicated to all, to her family and to others. Isn't it sad when two people get married and both of them, or even just one of them, is selfish? They only think about what they want and not about their spouse or children or anybody else. That's not this woman. She is devoted and she is dedicated and she is a blessing to all who know her. Well, finally, number three, King Lemuel's mother's idea of an excellent woman involved reputation. Back in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, the wise man reminds us that a good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. This woman in Proverbs 31 understands that. And she understands that first by how she cares for herself. Now, I realize that may sound odd for me to say that right after I've talked about how much she cares for everybody else and her dedication and devotion to her family and to those in her community. But I want you to notice here that not only is she dedicated and devoted to everyone else, but she also cares for herself. A lot of the time when we talk about an excellent woman, we stress that dedication and devotion to the point that sometimes if we are not careful, we might encourage women to neglect themselves. But notice what's said in verse 22. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. This is a woman who takes care of herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Now please understand that while this is not describing how this woman looks in some vain way, it is describing a woman who cares about how she portrays herself to others. She doesn't look sloppy or slothful. No. This is a woman who is well put together. She takes care of herself. And later on in verse 24, or verse 25 rather, it says that strength and dignity are her clothing. Those are the things she wears on the inside, but that is also portrayed by what she wears on the outside. When it says her clothing is fine linen and purple. And by the way, I want to just say this. I believe that this is important for both godly men and for godly women. This woman took care of herself. And I say that because our reputation needs to be one of dignity. And we can't have that sense of dignity if we are always seen as someone who is sloppy or slothful. No, we must take care of ourselves. We must take care of the temple that God gave us. And we must take care of not only our health, but how we portray dignity in regard to how we dress. Notice verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. We're talking about reputation here. And her husband is known in the gates. Now, I have to admit that normally when we talk about the virtuous woman, we skip right over this verse because it talks about her husband. But here's my question. What does this verse have to do with her? The text of this verse is about a virtuous woman, an excellent wife, a worthy woman. And King Lemuel's mother is telling him what he needs to look for. That's the whole point of this text. So what does this verse have to do with her? Here's the answer. This excellent woman is the kind of woman that a man needs in order to have success in his life. This is the kind of woman that a man needs to be a helpmeet, suitable for him, to help him through this life, to help him spiritually, to help him in the community, and to help him in the home, and to help him in the Lord's church. In other words, verse 23, ladies and gentlemen, says a lot more about her than it does about him. And it speaks to the reputation that they have as a couple and as a family. Notice verse 24. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She is known for being wise in her dealings with others. Others see her as hardworking, strong, dignified, confident. She smiles at the future, kind, dedicated, devoted. Others recognize her and her husband because of the character that they have as a couple. And notice verse 27. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." This woman's reputation in the home is impeccable also. You know, sometimes you can fool people in the community. You can fool people in the local church. You can put on a facade for everyone to see, and everyone thinks you are something else. But your family always knows who you are on the inside, because it's hard to hide that from people who see you in the home every day. You can't fool your family. This woman is a woman who looks out for what is best for her whole household. And she does not drink, or eat, rather, the bread of idleness. She doesn't drink it either, does she? She's not an idol woman. She's not a gossip or a busybody. No. Her children bless her and her husband praises her. And why do they do that? Well, let me suggest to you that everything that we have said about this woman is connected to verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. This woman is a woman whose first love is not her husband, is not her family, it's not the community in which she lives. But this is a woman who first and foremost fears God. She loves the Lord. Her character, her dedication and devotion, and her reputation are so great because she serves a great God. Ladies, don't let this world tell you how a woman is supposed to carry herself, how a woman is supposed to act and behave, or even how a woman should look. Don't let Hollywood or the news media or the women's movement or the Me Too movement define who you are supposed to be on this earth. Take your cue from the God of heaven, who gave us this Proverbs 31 excellent woman. Take your cue from her. Let her set the standard for you. And when you do that, you will be different. You will stand out. And you will have real and lasting value. And you will add value to this world and to your home and to everyone you meet. Moms, happy Mother's Day. I hope that your day is wonderful, and I hope in some small way we have honored you. But most importantly, I hope that we have honored the God of heaven, who gave us this day. Because the most important part of this day is not that it's Mother's Day in our country, but that it's the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. And so let us always remember that as we talk about these things, we do so because the Lord talked about them in His book. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your encouragement. I hope that I've said something that can encourage you and help you.